This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ted's in West Park. He's going to play. It's a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Trying to get that new Jen and Tim show coffee mug.
It's a smooth sip to the lip.
Thanks, Jen. Hey, Ted, how are you?
Don't. I didn't say that.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Wow. Sorry.
Well, there's six people on the phone. How many people are going to play?
What's happening?
How many people are going to play against Jen Tui?
One. Only one.
Yeah. Who's playing?
This is Ted and Kathleen, husband and wife team. She is wearing her I Trumped Tui t-shirt.
Oh, right in your face, Jen.
Wow. That's nice. I'm so glad you have a shirt. You have to send us a photo.
Wearing it and playing against you.
Two against one does not feel very fair.
Want me to hang up on him?
No!
Look, I'm just asking you the question.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I have the power right here. Phone's right here. What do you want to? You want Stevie to play with you?
Yes.
You want to,
Stevie's on my team.
Okay.
And I'm going to need that sheet right there. No, I'm kidding.
I'm kidding. All right, just go ahead and ask Jen to leave the room. We'll go ahead and get started.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, guys.
Good luck to you, too.
Oh, Stevie. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. We're going to ask you five questions. You know how the game works, clearly, because you have a shirt. Jen's in the hallway for this part of the game, so let's begin. It has been 30 years since the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame opened its doors with a star-studded concert. Actually, it was yesterday, September 2nd, 1995. It was the concert for the Hall of Fame. It drew more than 60,000 fans to Cleveland Municipal Stadium. Clearly, that was a massive, massive deal. I just need you to name one musician or band that is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Van Halen.
All right, let's go with question number two. Alex Warden's song Ordinary has been crowned the Song of the Summer by Billboard. Right behind him on the Songs of the Summer chart with songs in, well, the second, the third, and the fourth spots is this artist that sold out back-to-back shows at Huntington Bank Field just weeks ago.
The country guy, Wallen.
Let's go with question number three. Big fashion news is Anna Wintour is stepping back at Vogue after nearly 40 years. She named Chloe Mall, to take over U.S. operations, though she will be keeping the global role. Now, Chloe Mall's mom is a well-known actress, maybe best known for her role as Murphy Brown. What is her name?
Oh, my God.
Mrs. Brown.
All right. That's okay. We'll go with question number four. Scooter Braun?
I don't like this.
I hate this.
I don't like it at all.
Scooter Braun and Sydney Sweeney? What in the world? Reportedly dating? I hate this worse than Kid Leroy. And I hated that.
Still going. It's false breakup.
You would know. You've always got the scoop. Apparently they're dating. Their sources for TMZ say this is casual. Now, yeah. Sydney Sweeney played the role of Eden, the wife of Nick Blaine, in the second season of which Hulu original series?
Come on, Stevie, help me out.
Get a third person on the team. Oh, there's the timer. I'm sorry. We're moving to question number five. Cinderella's castle at Disney World is getting a fresh paint or a fresh coat of paint. Disney Imagineers say the new look will bring back grays and creams and blues and a little gold. The new look is inspired by the castle's original design. Now, that castle, Cinderella's castle at Disney World, opened in what year? Your guess must be within 5 years of the real opening year.
1959.
One more time, I'm sorry.
1959.
All right, we will go with that. We're going to see how your guess worked out on that one and also how you did with the other four questions. And then Jen's in the room to answer those same five questions. It all happens in 3.5 minutes. Continuing on with the round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Let's see how they did there in West Park, answering five questions a minute ago. Producer Stevie, keeping track of the score. How'd they do?
They got two.
Two.
Good job, guys.
Correct. Today. Now we're going to turn it today. We're going to ask Jen the same five questions here, beginning with question number one. It has been 30 years since the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame opened its doors with a star-studded concert. This happened on actually September 2nd, 1995. It was the concert for the Hall of Fame, drew more than 60,000 fans to Cleveland Municipal Stadium. I just need you to name one musician and or band that is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Bon Jovi.
Let's go with Bon Jovi. Question number two. Alex Warden's song, Ordinary, has been crowned the Song of the Summer by Billboard. Right behind him on the Songs of the Summer chart with songs, I don't know, in the second and third and fourth spots is this artist that sold out back-to-back shows at Huntington Bank Field just weeks ago.
Morgan Wallen.
That was Morgan Wallen. Question number three. Big news in fashion. Anna Wintour is stepping back at Vogue after nearly 40 years, and she named Chloe Mal to take over U.S. operations, though she will still keep the global role. Now, back to Chloe. Her mom is a well-known actress, maybe best known for her role as Murphy Brown. What is her name?
That's Candace Bergen.
It is Candace Bergen. As we move to question number four.
We don't like this.
What's the look on your face? What?
We just don't like this
one. Okay.
Scooter Braun.
Oh, yeah, I don't like this either. I do not like this.
And Sydney Sweeney are reportedly dating, even though sources for TMZ says it's casual.
Mm-hmm.
Sydney Sweeney played the role of Eden, the wife of Nick Blaine, in the second season of which Hulu original series.
The Handmaid's Tale.
It was Handmaid's Tale. Dug a little deep for that question. Question number five. Cinderella. Cinderella's castle at Disney World is getting a fresh coat of paint.
Makes me want to sing that song.
The face of producer Stevie.
Not expecting that.
Mm-mm.
Disney Imagineers say the new look will bring back grays and creams and blues and a little gold. It's a new look that is inspired by the castle's original design. That castle opened in what year? Your guess needs to be within 5 years.
Oh, God. That would be 1955.
1971.
Oh.
So 66 to 76. Their final total, Stevie?
Ted 2, Jen 4.
Oh, got 4. There you go.
We're sorry, Jen. You're just too good today.
Crushed that today.
Thank you.
Crushed it today.
Sorry.
Absolutely. All right. Well, you guys know what you need.
Back to back.
Yeah, no, back to back. We appreciate you guys playing, though.
And you know what else I don't get? I don't get so smooth sip to the lips.
No
smooth sip to your lip.
Yeah.
Sorry. Absolutely. Another day, maybe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Alicia's in green. She's going to play a round of Trump Tui this hour on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, trying to win that brand new mug.
It's a smooth sip to the lip.
Thank you, Jen. Alicia, how are you?
So sing. Thank you, Jen.
Good to the last drip.
Yes!
Oh, yes!
Joe Tui's edition catching on. I like it.
Drippity drip. That's on the list, though. I got moist drip loaf then... Robin just DM'd us and said, you know what? I want you to add to the Jen and Tim Show unapproved words.
What?
She wants hoagie on that list.
Oh, really? She doesn't like hoagie?
She hates the word hoagie. She said, just call it a sub.
I love a hoagie.
She loves the hoagie, just the word, not hoagie.
I see.
I said, whatever you want, we'll put it on the list.
Okay.
That's fine.
You hate all these words now.
I know.
After you said that many times.
All right. So, Alicia, just ask Jen to leave the room. We'll go ahead and get started.
Jen, my dear, will you please leave the room?
Yes, I'm leaving the room. Good luck. Alicia.
Thanks.
I love that hoagie's on the list. We need like a dry. We need to repost these words and just keep adding to them as the show continues. All right. We're going to ask you five questions. As you know, Jen is not in the room. Stevie is in the room because she keeps track of the score. You answer the questions to the best of your ability. We'll play a quick song when you are done so we can grab Jen and bring her back into the studio and let her know, hey, it's your turn to answer the same five questions. You're trying to win the brand new. I mean, we just kicked it off yesterday, Jen and Tim Show coffee mug. So here we go. We're going to begin with question one because, well, this is a big deal. In Amazon Prime, they're ending their popular perk. And everybody's talking about it. It's the one that lets you share free shipping outside of your household. Beginning October 1st, only people under the same roof can share perks. Our question to you is simple. Are you an Amazon Prime member?
Yes, sir.
All right. Question number two. Sabrina Carpenter's newest album, Man's Best Friend, already smashing records as it was dubbed 2025's most streamed album in a single day by a female artist. We have a true or false question for you. Sabrina Carpenter once competed on The Voice. Is that true or is that false?
Oh, goodness sakes. I'm going to say false.
All right. Question number three. By the way, she's going to have that record until probably October. Taylor Swift. All right. Question number three.
Oh, good thing she got it out now.
Yeah, no, that's what I was thinking. Question number three. In an interview with The Cut, Miley Cyrus opened up about some of the poor dating advice she received from her mom, saying, and I quote, "Mom always wanted me to stay with the wrong guy because they're hot," end quote. Now, she might be referencing her previously high-profile marriage with which actor?
Liam Hemsworth.
Question number four. The Hulu pilot Group Chat has set its cast, and Kim Kardashian is set to produce the series. The show is loosely inspired by the best-selling book, The Love Playbook. Kim Kardashian has four children. Name at least two of them.
Oh, God. I have no clue.
That's all right. We'll move to question number five. Paramount and Activision are officially teaming up to bring the war game Call of Duty from console to cinema. Which war is the setting of the very first Call of Duty back in 2003?
Which what?
I'll ask that again. Which war? You're fine. Which war was the setting of the very first Call of Duty, which was released in 2003?
The setting. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
World War II. I don't know.
Okay, we'll go with World War II as the answer for question number five. We're going to see how you did with those five questions, and then Jen answers those same five questions next. Chump 2 Week continues on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Alicia is in green. She did her job. She answered five questions a minute ago. Producer Stevie did her job. Now she's going to let Alicia know how she did with those five questions.
Alicia got four.
Oh, good job.
Four of the five correct, trying to win that brand new Jen and Tim Show coffee mug.
Mm. Oh, no.
What?
What makes me nervous is you're associating that with the mug, which means you'll say it a lot.
Why does that have to do with the mug?
Right.
Are you implying that there's going to be, like, good things in the mug?
Yes.
Right? I don't like that. Seems like a reach.
Well, you're not going to have bad things in the mug. Good things to drink.
I
had a PSL
use.
Yesterday, a coffee today. You can put your Alani beverages in there. It's a versatile cup. Hot beverages, cold beverages, carbonated beverages, non-carbonated beverages, whatever you want to just put it out, liquid form in your mouth.
Yeah, this gets weird.
This is a problem. Mm-hmm. This is. I don't like that he's associated that sound.
You know what? Right? We'll just probably just stick with.
It's a smooth sip to the lip.
Thank you again, Jen. Question number one. Amazon Prime.
Quit saying thank you every time you play that audio.
Well, I just appreciate it. Question number one. Amazon Prime is ending a popular perk. People are excited about this. The one that lets you share free shipping outside of your household. So beginning October 1st, only people under the same roof can share perks. Our question to you is simple for question one. Are you an Amazon Prime member?
Yes, I am.
Question number two. Sabrina Carpenter's newest album, Man's Best Friend, is already smashing records as it was dubbed 2025's most streamed album in a single day by a female artist. True or false? Sabrina Carpenter once competed on The Voice.
False.
That is correct. As in, it was false. It's not true. It was false, so that's right.
Thank you, Tim, for the clarification.
I'm so confused. Question number three. In an interview with The Cut.
Why are we saying it like that?
Right.
Like what?
In an interview
with The Cut. Miley Cyrus opened up about...
That's also weird.
In an interview with The Cut.
There you go.
Miley Cyrus opened up about some of the poor dating advice she received from her mom, saying, and I quote, "Mom always wanted me to stay with the wrong guy because they're hot," end quote. She might be referencing...
Sounds like my friends.
She might be referencing her previously high-profile marriage with which actor?
Liam Hemsworth.
It was Liam Hemsworth. As we move to question number four, the Hulu pilot Group Chat has said it's cast... And Kim Kardashian, by the way, is set to produce the series. The show is loosely inspired by the best-selling book, The Love Playbook. Kim Kardashian has four children. Name at least two.
Saint and Chicago.
Saint and Chicago, yes. It's all in north of the other two. As we move to question number five.
Got to get this one, Jen, or we have a tiebreaker. Ooh.
Stevie, thank you. Mm-hmm.
What?
He is sassafras this
You're
round.
On something. What's in that mug?
Something. Don't bring up the mug. Don't bring up the mug. He's going to make
the
sound.
You're right. He's got his McDonald's coffee in there.
You can't say mug without.
Yeah, you sure can.
Okay, you're right. Question number five.
Yeah, you sure can.
I love you, Stevie.
There's some days this show's just stupid.
Some days.
Question number five. Paramount and Activision are officially teaming up to bring the war game Call of Duty from console to cinema. Which war is the setting of the very first Call of Duty?
That is World War II.
It is!
No!
World War II!
Listen, Alicia. I don't even know why I got that. I don't know. That was a lucky guess.
World War II.
Oh, my God.
Most popular war.
I didn't think I deserved it.
Final total, Stevie. Oh, my goodness.
Alicia 4, Jen 5.
Wow. Oh, my.
I am sorry.
Those Kardashians.
Yeah.
Those Kardashians.
Ugh.
Weird names, right?
Yeah. What a great.
I looked them up after I lost.
Did you really?
After I didn't, I was like, what are their names?
Did it ring a bell or no? Did you?
No. Apparently I don't follow them at all.
Well, I tell you what, 5-4, what a battle. We appreciate you playing. We appreciate you listening. You will win that mug at some point in time. In the meantime, though, you know what you need to say.
This is Alicia from Green, and I did not trump Tui.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at uhc.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.